The people take back their country. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Another eruption at a political event. Some guy reminding President Obama that Jesus Christ is Lord.
I want to
thank God is the one and only true living God, the creator of heaven and the universe.
He was ushered out because he sounded kind of crazy. Although the president did acknowledge that he too believed Jesus is Lord. Then there was this guy at another Obama event.
Would you please raise my taxes?
Google executive Doug Edwards, who says this stuff about not taxing rich people because if you do, they'll stop creating jobs. Bogus.
None of the people I know who are starting companies have expressed any belief to me that if their taxes were higher, they would stop doing that.
So please raise my taxes. You know, it occurs to me that there are some states where he might have been ushered out for sounding kind of crazy. In fact, what's been happening in this campaign is that the audiences are taking clearer stands than the candidates. The crowd cheering for the death penalty, the guy who wanted to let uninsured people die, rich Democrats begging for more taxes, hecklers who think God is the only president we need. We're not a nation anymore. We're breaking up into a bunch of political theme parks. South Carolina probably headed for a Christian monarchy where they create jobs through prayer. California becoming the tax-the-rich state with all the soup kitchens staffed by movie stars. Florida might become the let-sick-people-die state, if they can figure out a way to give dead people the vote. And we all just move to the state that most closely matches our belief system. And the best part, we build giant fences along the borders to keep each other out. Everybody's happy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.